Imagine a train chugging south out of Kansas with people jumping from the cars all along its route. The reason they jumped and the mass chaos that took place that September day is this edition of The American Countryside.
Each day, The American Countryside brings you a new and interesting feature from somewhere across the nation. This Christmas, you can bring a piece of The American Countryside home with you or give it as a gift. Our stories have been transformed into books and CDs that will keep you entertained at home or in the car. Just go to AmericanCountryside.com to see the entire collection of books and CDs from The American Countryside. Be sure to leave us a note so Andrew can personally autograph your items for yourself or a friend. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com, where we always provide free shipping.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is, because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org, because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Arkansas City, Kansas, noon, September 16th, 1893.
This town started off as 5,000 population, and it grew to over 75,000.
Heather Ferguson explains the swelling population was pioneers ready to rush into the 226-mile by 58-mile stretch of land open to settlement. Ark City's founding fathers made this the largest entry point in the Great Land Rush.
They actually marketed Ark City as a starting point for the run because they knew it was going to happen. So they went out and put ads in papers and articles in papers. So there were so many people in Ark City that we had to have two registration booths to register before the race.
The U.S. Cavalry patrolled the border to make sure no one entered before noon.
People were just getting antsy and horses were getting skittish and somebody's horse tried to bolt and one of the cavalry officers shot this fella and then everybody just took off because they thought that was the shot that was supposed to ring at noon.
The throng of people and the shotgun start made this a mad dash to stake a claim to a quarter section of land.
It was just mass chaos. People were being trampled. We had people running the run on bicycles, on foot, on horses, in buggies, wagons. There was even a train that started from our depot here, the Santa Fe Depot, allowed to go the speed of a horse, and people jumped off.
The land had been pre-surveyed, and people staked a flag to mark their land. All told, 115,000 people registered to race for 42,000 parcels of land. It's estimated nearly 100,000 people were in Ark City on the day of the land rush. 3 days later, only 5,000 remained in town. Traveling the countryside in Ark, Kansas City, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.